So it's the Queen Elizabeth Centre and you're protesting on your own?
That's right.
How long have you been protesting?
Well, I've done it half a dozen times since I've been coming down here. Not every day, of course, but I've been... When Tony Blair were here, there were hundreds of police around, weren't there? And he sneaked in under a stone through the back door and under a tunnel. And when Gordon Brown come, there were quite a few people here, but now it seems to have...
People have forgotten about it.
Yeah, it's human nature. We forget disasters, don't we? You know, it's only a matter of time before people forget. Most things, really. You know, we're human beings, aren't we? And we don't forget things. It dies
down. Why are you so passionate and
Well, I feel as though he told a pack of lies. He's a human being, just like the rest of us, Tony Blair. But his lies have caused the deaths of hundreds of thousands of innocent men, women and children in Iraq. You know, as well as hanging the president, and it's all for oil, and it's all because we're controlled by America at the end of the day, isn't it? I mean, let's face it, we're just a strategic base for America here, aren't we? Britain. I mean, you've got Lake and Heath and Mildenhall, and all these nuclear weapons stored in Britain for the benefit of America. I mean, it's Americans that are terrorists, isn't it? They're the terrorists of the world. They're attacking everybody and wanting their resources. And
what would be another way?
Well, another way what? To a pinch to steal somebody's goods.
Sure. But if
now, it's all a pack of lies, Blair, in order to get the vote. He needed the vote from Parliament, and he had to tell a pack of lies. Even Dr. Kelly lost his life because of it. I mean,
Do you think he committed suicide?
There's a mystery surrounding that. I mean, his daughter were about to get married in a couple of months' time, just before his death, and I can't see him destroying all that, can you, really?
It was a bit weird, wasn't it?
And we've got a secret service, and if we knew who they were, it wouldn't be a secret service. And that's what they're for, they're to get rid of people that, Dr. Kelly, a weapons expert, would have been saying, well, there isn't any weapons, and that's not the answer they want, is it? So maybe it were a threat.
Have you seen the film Green Zone with Matt Damon?
No, I've not seen
it. You should watch that. I think you'd really enjoy
Green Zone,
it.
Is it?
Called The Green Zone with Matt Damon, and I think you'll share the thinking of the film.
Yeah.
So do you work or are you retired?
No, I'm retired now.
What did you do before?
I was a joiner. I worked for 50 years in the building trade as a joiner.
And you're not from London?
Oh, no, I'm from Sheffield originally. But I live in Northampton now, so I come down on course this morning. That's what I do. I stand up for what I believe in.
Good man.
You have to stand up and expose these people. Just because they're at the top, they think they can do as they like and get away with, well, murder. And this is what Tony Blair's done. He's filthy rich. He's lined his pockets. And it costs us £2 million a year to protect him because he's such a vulnerable man. I mean, one day somebody might get him. And I'm afraid of the street parties in various parts of the country because...
Were you a Labour man?
I did vote for him in 97, actually. Yeah, because I were conned. Well, we were all conned, weren't we?
Is that how you feel?
He turned out to be a slick operator and a liar, and he deceived everybody. And this Iraq, I mean, well, as I said, there are 179 soldiers, as well as Dr. David Kelly, of course, and all these millions of people in Iraq. I mean, men, women and children. I mean, who are the terrorists at the end of the day when they see a British or an American plane coming over and dropping bombs on them? And they've done nothing wrong. The Iraqi people have done nothing wrong. The Americans and Britain that attacked Iraq to get their oil, to control their oil, and that's exactly what they're doing. And they're about to do the same with Iran because they want the Iranian oil, don't they? So they're stirring up trouble. Same with North Korea. They're stirring up trouble with North Korea. Because there's about...
It is quite extreme...
Yeah, but there's thousands and thousands of American troops in South Korea. Now, they want to get into North Korea so they can control the borders up there and keep an eye on everybody else. It's the Americans that's the terrorists. And we call them terrorists, don't we? People come here and...
One man's terrorist and another man's freedom fighter.
That's right, it's a freedom fighters. That's what they
are. What do you think of the people that died in the bombings the day after we won the
Olympics? Well, they were very sad. I mean, if you listen to the, well, I didn't listen to it too much, but I mean, the lads that did it, I mean, it's a great sacrifice to sacrifice your whole life and your whole future and your family and to stand up and fight for what you believe in. And as he said in his video, well, ever you're attacking my brothers and sisters in Iraq, then, you know, he said that you had the chance in 2005 in the general election in May, you had the chance to change your government. You had the chance to get rid of Tony Blair, but you didn't. You voted for him again. So, consequently, along comes July, a couple of months later, and it's the London bombings. He said that, well, you backed Tony Blair, so you're backing what he's doing in Iraq. So you're all vulnerable. And this is how he looked at it, and he had to make an impression. It went over just going laying down under the train, wasn't it? I mean, he certainly made a big impression by destroying the lives of 52 innocent people in this country, just like the millions of innocent men, women and children in Iraq. So you can blame Tony Blair for all that. It was his comeuppance for what he was doing in Iraq.